You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. This is KDWA's In-Depth. We have in our studios today from Hastings Family Service Executive Director Chris Cope. And thank you. You know, it's almost becoming a habit on the first Tuesday of every month. Mo has just not been around, so what can we say?
Dana, I miss you. We used to do this all the time.
We did a lot, yes.
Many years ago, but
yes.
It's great to be back.
And it's always good to have you with because you're, you know, Hastings, I've said it before and I'll keep saying it, is so fortunate to have a person of your caliber running Hastings Family Service.
You're so kind.
And we also have today Kelly Carter, who's Development Assistant.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, good.
And
so
she's also a person of such caliber. Oh. We have really good people at Hastings Family Service. We're so lucky.
Thank you.
Well, I think, you know, I've talked with a lot of businesses in the past and stuff and done a lot of interviews, and it seems that the people that are real good and sharp like yourself tend to attract those kind of people or know those kind of people.
We've been lucky and to have a lot of good people come our way.
And that's what makes them very successful. So
yeah.
But we have a lot to talk about today.
We do. Yeah, there's lots going on.
Yeah. Well, let's start out with the mural.
Yeah. So there's, Dan thought he heard a little bit about the mural. Hastings Family Service has been very, has been honored. The Hastings Arts Task Force, which is a group of volunteers in our community, they're all artists, received some grant funding. And they had about $20,000 left this last year, and they really wanted to produce a mural, and they did a call for artists. And I had about 12 different artists from all over the United States respond. And how Hastings Family Service has gotten involved is we have a beautiful blank canvas on the back of our building. And they asked if we would consider allowing this mural to be painted on the back of our building. And we thought, what a great opportunity. And so I had the pleasure of joining the task force, the Arts Task Force, which is way beyond my capacity because I'm not an artist. And just to hear from how they think and just to get their perspective. And so we reviewed all of the artists' requests or proposals that came in, and we narrowed it down to the top three and then finalized the final decision. And I wish that I would have brought in the name of the artist because I can't recall what their names are. It's a man and a woman. I believe they're from New Mexico. And they're going to be here this summer for a couple weeks. And they have put together a beautiful, vibrant piece of art that'll be 90 feet by the entire height of our building. So the entire back of our building will be painted. And it captures so many things. The diversity of our community, the diversity of our future. There's a grandmother, there's a child, there's a father. There is our beautiful bridge and the river, and the water is flowing into the little girl's hands, and there's nature, and there's bike paths, and it'll be the kind of piece that at work, many of us are so fortunate to have a window that looks out onto the beautiful river. And I think it'll be really fun to watch people come up to this piece of art and in awe look at it and capture all the different things going on. Parts of it will be a mosaic in glass and mirror, and the colors are vibrant, bright oranges and hot pinks and yellows, and it'll be a place where people will want to take a selfie because it's going to be so spectacular. And it's on the back of our building, and we're just really honored because we want Hastings Family Service to be a place where everyone feels welcome and excited to be here, and we think this is just going to add to the vibe that we've tried to create in the way that we deliver services. So we're just grateful to the city of Hastings. Our city council approved the piece of art at our last 2 weeks ago at the city council meeting. And stay tuned this summer. Hopefully it'll be done by Rivertown Days. And so stay tuned for some work going on, some scaffolding, and some we'll have a few inconveniences for those few weeks at figuring out how to make things happen. But very, very exciting project.
Do you know approximately when they'll start that? Because you would think it'd have to be fairly soon if it's going to be done by Rivertown Days.
Yeah, I don't know that they have a Rivertown Days deadline. Weather permitting, I believe they want to start in June.
Okay.
And it should take 2 weeks.
That's it, huh?
Potentially three. Okay. And again, weather permitting. So, yeah, and it'll be covered in a special anti-graffiti coating, so it'll be graffiti-proof, so it can easily be cleaned if something were to happen to it. Really exciting. And so you'll start to see, I know the city shared a graphic of it, a computer-generated graphic of what it would look like, and I have that too. So you'll probably start to see more about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That's so neat.
It is. It's very, very exciting.
And people on the river course will see it. People walking will see it. And from the pavilion, would they be able to see it,
they
too?
They sure would.
So it's going to be not quite front and center, but
right.
Very, very visible.
It really will be very visible. So, yeah. So stay tuned.
Great. You're looking for volunteers.
We always are, right, Kelly?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. You want to just speak a little bit about the donation center and the volunteer, that role, because that's a consistent role that we're always looking for.
Sure. The donation center role or volunteer, they get to greet everybody that walks in our door. And we have some volunteers that love to open doors for people, and they always greet them with a smile. And they bring in their donations. They go and help them if they need assistance in getting their donations. I've noticed even the store volunteers will come around and say, you know, this woman purchased a whole bunch of stuff. Can you help her get it out to her car? And they're gracious enough to do that. They offer coffee, and they're just there to welcome everyone that comes in that door.
Yeah, it's a fun position, and we have a lot of different people that are in it. But we are currently recruiting for that particular position on Friday afternoons, Saturdays. And the other thing is, sometimes I think people might be just not interested in volunteering because we do have a lot of shifts, specific shifts that we're looking for. But the reality is we love the substitute volunteer, the volunteer that doesn't want to make a commitment for a regular shift, and they can fill in when that regular volunteer is gone, or if they're headed south for the winter, or whatever the case may be. So, and the other thing that we're really getting better at is also creating positions that aren't the typical half day. Most of our positions in our building on Second Street are a half day commitment. They don't need to be. If you can't do a half day, or you'd prefer just to do a two-hour shift, we're finding more ways to accommodate that as well. So, but it's a really fun position. The Donation Center is the first face of Hastings Family Service. But then we also have some positions that are really flexible, our Meals on Wheels and Just Friends volunteers. Just Friends, they provide transportation, or Meals on Wheels deliver meals. And you basically get a link, we email it to you, and you say, yeah, Tuesday the 17th, I could be available from 11:30 to 12:30, and you sign up. And that's the commitment right there. You don't have to really be committed any more than that. So that's a real flexible position. And then our thrift store also, we're looking for shifts and almost looking for volunteers in all areas, particularly our substitute shift. And that is just a fun group of volunteers. Right now it happens to be all women. I don't think we have any men at Rivertown Treasures. Mm-hmm. And they'll get a chance to work with our new store manager, Mary Kells, who just started a few weeks ago. And it's getting to know the ropes, and she said when she came into the position, her first week, she was a little overwhelmed because Rivertown Treasures does so much, from helping oversee distributing clothing vouchers and household vouchers to almost 1,000 families every year, and as well as processing all of those donations that come in and determining what goes out into our store, what needs to be recycled. And she just was really, her head was spinning, and then a few days into it, she went, wait a minute, the volunteers got this. They're doing it. They know what they're doing. I just have to kind of be the driving, I have to be at the helm and keep them all moving in the same direction, but I don't have to actually do it. And so she's feeling a lot less stressed than...
Yes, the volunteers in the store have been wonderful. And during the little absence we had, they just didn't miss a beat and just... They did what they needed to do to keep it running.
Yeah, we are very, very lucky. And then one other volunteer role that we're really... needing to recruit is, and it's working through our food shelf or market, and it's called Food Rescue Volunteer. And what Food Rescue is, it's a way that we can work directly through a retailer to access food that would otherwise be sent directly up to Second Harvest Heartland, the food bank that we source food from. And so Food Rescue allows the food to get directly into the hands of the people we serve and the local food shelf. And right now we're currently doing Food Rescue at places like Quick Trip and Coburn. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Emily's Bakery, we go to those places directly and get the food, and it comes directly to the market, and we can go get it out into people's homes as soon as possible. We're looking at some expansion in that position, and we're looking for people who would be willing to, again, not necessarily make a commitment, but be willing to look at what our pickup schedule is. And it's usually between an hour and a half to a 2-hour commitment. It's typically like mid-morning till about lunchtime. Today, our volunteer Joe has completed his task and he's delivered everything. And the lovely ladies on Tuesdays and Wednesdays have a buffet. And today there were 3 crock pots plugged in. And I heard him say German potato salad and hot dogs, I think.
Yes.
And Joe always stays for lunch because it's worth it. You know? Sorry, Joe, I won't mention your last name. But it's really a fun position, and it's a way to get more fresh produce, more meat, more dairy into our families' hands. Right now, Second Harvest is going through a major renovation of Food Rescue. And in order for us to access as much as possible, we need to consider expanding into some of the larger retailers, and the amount of produce we'll be getting will be such that we may be looking for an entire team of volunteers, as potentially Second Harvest might even pick up for us at a place like Cub or Walmart, where we're talking maybe a pallet of produce or a pallet of Food Rescue, and then we would have a team that would go through it and get it sorted accordingly and determine the best way we can distribute. So go to our website at hastingsfamilieservice.org, and if you don't see a specific position, you can write right in our application what you're interested in. If you said, I heard him talking on the radio about something, you know, just put that in there. And Maria Slavek, our volunteer coordinator, she's the one that asked me to speak about it. She'll know exactly what you're talking about. And from there, we'll sit down and decide how we can best meet your needs, how you can best meet our needs, and you might be able to join the over 400 volunteers that do this work every year for us. So that would be just awesome.
That's phenomenal. You're listening to KDWA's in-depth program. Our guest today, Chris Cope, Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, and Kelly Carter, Development Assistant. And we have a couple more things coming up. You have a big anniversary coming up. I mean, the Hastings Family Service does. And Dakota Link before we go today.
Yes. So, Kelly, do you want to kind of just tell folks about some exciting things that are happening for our 50th anniversary? Is April 21st, and we'd love to get a save the date out there for some of our listeners for some of our fun events coming up.
Right. One of, we have Hastings Tastings coming up. We'll talk about that later. But we're doing a golf tournament at the Hastings Golf Club on June 8th. That will be Monday, June 8th, and so there will be more information on that. We are also doing a appreciation event, and that will be held on August 21st. And the plan is to hold that downtown, down by
the
river.
At the pavilion.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll have, it's going to be fun. So we'll get more information.
And that's a free event. It is not a gala. It's not a fundraiser. It's an appreciation event to say thank you to this community for 50 years of help and hope. And so we've got a wonderful fundraising committee and a board committee that are kind of helping us put together some of the details. We don't have those quite finalized yet.
Right. We just want it this year to be about gratitude and appreciation for all of the support that we get from this community, because we really couldn't do what we do without the support of this community.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I talk about that so often to the listeners here and on KDWA. People come from communities all around asking, how do you do what you do? And I always say the secret sauce is Hastings. It's Hastings that helps us do the work that we do. Mm-hmm. And the other communities aren't stepping up that way. And that's what this 50th anniversary is. It's reflecting back and appreciating and giving great gratitude to all of them, hundreds and probably thousands of people that have helped make this work possible. And Dan, you're one of the past board members, so you're one of them. So we hope you'll be there.
It's been a number of years. Yes, it has. And to see this.
And Project Share, I mean.
Yes, and to see it evolve like it has, it's just phenomenal. And like you said, community, Hastings, wow. I mean, a lot of our surrounding communities just don't have this.
They sure don't. We are just an anomaly, really, and I don't know that it could be duplicated because it's just in, I always say, it's in the DNA of how we live and how we die and how we celebrate and, you know, just how we educate and how we praise God. It's our mission is part of how this community lives, and that is what helps us do extraordinary work. And so many, many times we get all the accolades at Hastings Family Service, like we're just doing such great work, but really it's a reflection on this community.
Mm-hmm. Dakota Link, we have less than a minute.
Yeah, that's just one last thing. We're really excited. Dakota County piloted a bus service that is a free service, and it is now officially for this next year a permanent transportation option here in Hastings. And what the Dakota Link does, it runs three times each weekday, excluding holidays, between Hastings, Eagan, and West St. Paul. And you can get onto the Dakota Link bus at the Judicial Center, right directly, basically out in front of the jail at Dakota County, right here in Hastings on Highway 55. And you can get on at the Judicial Center at 6:50 a.m., 11 a.m., or at 5:30 p.m., and it will take you to the Cedar Grove Transit Station in Eagan and the Signal Hill Shopping Center. So you could use it for to go shopping if you wanted to. What will happen is you'll get to a transit station, and from there then you'll get to use the transit bus service that we have. The there's Metro Transit, and then there's the other one that goes south, and I forget what it's called, but you'll need to obviously purchase a ticket then when you get there. But you could get on a bus and go basically anywhere that our bus system goes in the Twin Cities, and you could use it to get to work, you could use it to go visit someone or to go shopping or whatever you need to do. So for more information, you can call Dakota County, Dakota Link at 651-554-6956, or for more information, you can go to dakotacounty.us to their website and search Dakota Link. So we do have flyers at Hastings Family Service, and there are a few other locations where you can get that as well. So great new resource for our community, because transit continues to be something we need more of.
Thank you, ladies. Our guest today, Chris Cope, Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, and Kelly Carter, Development Assistant. This is KDWA Hastings.